Hello, greetings, God's peace and blessings be with you. This is Reverend Lindsay again with the meditation part of our virtual or stay-at-home worship podcast for April 26, 2020, the third Sunday of Easter. And I hope you just recently at least heard part one of the broadcast, the story of the Emmaus Road from Luke's Gospel. It's a beautiful story, the Emmaus road trip story of those two dejected, fearful, sad disciples and their encounter with Jesus. For me, it reveals so much about our own experiences. The risen Christ may come to us despite our expectations, or lack thereof. Some of you maybe don't expect to ever come across him. Well, neither did those forlorn disciples. Others of us, we might hope to encounter Jesus like a whisper in the night, a voice in our ear while we were at prayer. Maybe we expect to find him in church through the proclaiming of the word and the sharing of the bread and wine, or even, as we're learning, at stay-at-home church. Maybe we expect him to arrive in a blaze of glory one day and rapture all the saved folks right up to heaven. But despite what we expect, or don't expect, this story hints that Christ might appear to us as we're simply walking along the roads of our lives. Might show up completely out of context, or when we've given up hope of ever seeing him. And so often, it's only later, sometimes much later, that we realize who it was that we encountered. Now, it's often assumed, by the way, that these two disciples were both men, but it's just as likely that they were a man, Cleopas, and a woman, probably his wife. After all, they speak of women in their group, and when they get to their village, they invite Jesus to stay with them and offer him a meal. And if there was cooking involved, there was probably a woman present. In the Gospels, the risen Christ is the only man who cooks, and that's at a barbecue. Anyway, woman or not, some preachers suggest that the second disciple isn't named so that we, whoever we are, can see ourselves in that person, can see ourselves as one whom Jesus chooses to accompany on the road and reveal himself to. I've been thinking a lot about what it means to accompany people these days with our sheltering in place orders and our 6 feet of physical distance. I thank God daily for telephones and the internet. But even more, I've been thinking about what it means to be accompanied by Jesus on this endless wilderness road walk that we are on now. What does it mean when you're depressed, restless, afraid, perhaps grief-stricken, and you cannot see God by your side? I read a piece originally published on Facebook and then in the LA Times about an emergency room doctor in the Chicago area. Her name is Dr. Hala Akbarnia, which I apologize for probably mispronouncing. So she wrote about her first COVID patient, Mr. C, she calls him. He was classic in his presentation, his x-ray findings, his low oxygen levels. We just knew. And he was the nicest man I had met in a long time. Gasping for breath, he kept asking if we needed anything and reassuring us that it would all be okay. He told us that he was a teacher, but that he was learning so much from us. And he told us how much he respected what we were doing. I felt the same way about him. So the team tried to keep him off a ventilator, but to no avail. The doctor says, he told us he didn't feel great about this, but then added, "Doc, I trust you, and I'm putting myself in your hands." In that moment, she said, the uneasy feeling in my stomach grew, but he, with his teacher's steady voice, kept me grounded, just where I needed to be. I saw his eyes looking at me, seeing the kindness in them, even as we pushed the medications to put him to sleep. The intubation was difficult, and the team fought to keep Mr. C alive. But they did, and then Dr. Arkbarni wrote, for the next 12 days, I waited and watched his progress, knowing the grim statistics and how sick he was when he got to us. With Mr. C, the same colleagues worked their magic, though, and after more than a week on the ventilator, my new friend was successfully extubated. I decided to go see him again. Mr. C was in the COVID step-down unit, recovering without family. Nobody was allowed to visit him. I cautiously went into his room, wearing my PPE, and when he saw me, he stopped for a second. A moment of recognition. I introduced myself. I'm Dr. Arkbarni, Mr. C. I was the last person you saw in the ER. You told me you trusted us to get you to this side. Looks like you did just fine. He started to cry. He said, I remember your eyes. For of course, the doctor was masked all this time. Then she writes, I started to cry. What he didn't know is that at that moment, I realized that the reason we do what we do is for people like him, for moments like these. His strength, his kindness, his calming words meant everything to me. At that moment, my heart, which had been beating at more than 100 beats per minute since this pandemic began, my heart finally slowed down. Such moments of recognition are so meaningful. When we recognize, truly see one another, I would say, when we see the Christ in one another, it is so powerful. It can transform us. Yet, I think about those disciples on the road. How despondent, afraid, sad as they were, they took time to welcome a stranger, to walk with him, talk with him, to insist he come home with them for a meal. That moment of recognition is kind of like the reward. A moment of sheer grace. But I think we could take heart from the journey itself. I'm thinking about the journey, about how that amazing doctor wouldn't have had her aha moment if she hadn't already accompanied her patient so well. Nor Mr. C, if he hadn't already offered such generous care to his caregivers. I think about all the times we don't know, don't feel in our bones that Christ is with us, and about still trusting what he taught us in words and even more by example. How despite his seeming absence, we still live the lives he calls us to, still walk the walk, if you will, because it's so often not till later that we realize our hearts were on fire. Dorothee Sowell, with another name I'm probably mispronouncing, she was a German Christian liberation theologian. She wrote a poem called Song on the Emmaus, a song on the road to Emmaus, rather, and it goes in part, so long we have been walking in the same direction, away from the city where our hope is still buried. Then we met someone who shared his bread with us, who showed us the new water here in the city of our hope. I am the water. You are the water. He is the water. She is the water. Then we turned around and went back to the city of our buried hope, up to Jerusalem. He who brought water is with us. He who brought bread is with us. We shall find the water. We shall be the water. He who brought water is with us. He who brought bread is with us. We shall find the water. We shall be the water. Despite pandemic and distance, old fears and new ones, He is with us. And we are the water, flowing out, flowing everywhere, spreading grace like a fountain, like a river, like the sea, abundant and boundless, endlessly flowing. To God alone be the glory. Amen.